This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Today, oral arguments will begin in a federal lawsuit regarding New Hampshire's Medicaid work requirement. NHPR's health reporter Jason Moon is paying close attention to the case as it plays out in Washington. And he joins us in the studio now to tell us more about what this could mean for the nearly 50,000 people on Medicaid expansion here in the state. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Okay, remind us, how did this lawsuit come about?
So this lawsuit is filed on behalf of four low-income people in New Hampshire who are on Medicaid expansion, and it's filed against the federal government, but the state of New Hampshire is intervening in the lawsuit to defend their work requirement. And just a bit of background, the Medicaid expansion is a key part of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It basically broadened the definition of who qualified for Medicaid. And New Hampshire is one of a handful of states who've been trying to implement these work requirements on their Medicaid expansion populations, which, you know, require them to have a job or other activities to keep receiving their health insurance. And so the suit is against the federal government, but New Hampshire is also in the case trying to defend it.
Yeah, and this is kind of complicated, isn't it? I mean, what are the arguments on either side here?
Yeah, it all kind of comes down to what is Medicaid for, if we can be so philosophical about it. On the one side, you have plaintiffs who are saying this is a perversion of Medicaid's purpose, that the point of Medicaid is to provide health insurance for low-income people. And if you implement a work requirement, what you're going to end up doing is kicking people off of Medicaid unnecessarily. And they have some evidence on their side to back up that argument. What happened in Arkansas, where somewhere around 18,000 people lost their health insurance, and what happened in the first month of New Hampshire's work requirement, where two-thirds of people were not in compliance, not because they weren't working necessarily, but because they didn't know about the work requirement or didn't know how to submit their hours. And so that's the argument on one side, that it's just going to end up kicking people off needlessly of their health insurance, and that is against the goal of Medicaid. On the other hand, you have the federal government and the state of New Hampshire arguing that this will encourage people to find some upward mobility, you know, become employed, maybe get on private health insurance, and that being employed and being involved in your community can lead to greater health outcomes. And then it will also, if they move people off of the Medicaid rolls onto private health insurance, it will lower the Medicaid expansion population and make the whole program more fiscally sustainable so they can keep it going for longer. So they say in the long run, it's actually better for Medicaid to have this work requirement built in.
But as you alluded to Arkansas, there are states who have had work requirements, and they've had lawsuits about that in the past. How have those turned out?
Yeah, so Arkansas and Kentucky's work requirements have both gone before a federal judge, and they've both been struck down. So their work requirements are both on hold pending appeals in those cases. It's interesting to note that New Hampshire's case is in the same court before the same judge. So that could be some indication of where the ruling might come out. But certainly it's not been a good track record for supporters of the work requirements in cases so far.
Yeah, and New Hampshire has suspended the program for the moment, too, because of that really disappointing first month, as you talked about, where there was problems with people not understanding how this was supposed to work. What's the status on that right now?
So it's paused through the end of September to give the state more time to reach out to folks and educate them about the work requirement. But depending on the ruling we get, it could be perhaps on hold even longer. If this federal judge says you can't put the work requirement in, there will likely be an appeal, and that could keep the program frozen for even longer, and then they'll have to kind of maybe restart it next year, or we'll just have to wait and see. But oral arguments are today. You know, a ruling could come, you know, in the next week or so.
All right. Thanks, Jason. I'm sure you'll be watching and let us know what happens.
You bet.
NHPR's Jason Moon. You can find more of Jason's reporting on this and more at nhpr.org.